It's What's the Buzz, our weekly chat with the New Zealand Drug Foundation.
Yes, that's right. It's time for What's the Buzz. Thanks to our good friends at The Level, Morena Phil.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming up. How are you?
Yeah, good. I've come along today to talk about our three new resources that we have. I know that kind of resources, health resources, usually very boring. We try and make it exciting, try and make them pretty, and something you'll actually want to use.
They're beautiful. We're holding them in front of us now for our radio listeners.
Lovely little booklets in our hands. So
that's the wonderful sound of these beautiful booklets. Well, there's three. Talk us through what we've got.
So the first book is called our Reflection Notebook. So this is to reflect on what you're doing. So just to reflect on how much you're using drugs. Is it still something you want to be doing? One of the kind of the key questions is, how was your drug use when you started? How was it for you? How is it now? And then just to, with completely no judgment, no agenda, just figure out what you want to do. And you may look at it and you may go, actually, my drug use is fine. That's totally fine. No judgment. But you may also go, actually, I'm kind of using in risky ways, or maybe I'm going a bit too hard and I want to chill out. Then that helps you figure that out. And then from there, that takes you to our next two books. So our second book is our Tips to Be Safer. So that is for if you've decided, I don't really need to cut down or quit, but I want to just do kind of whatever I can to be safer. So we've got all sorts of stuff for like different drugs, some, you know, classics like start low and go slow, especially if it's your first time. Making sure you have a ride home and you're not getting behind the wheel. And then we get very specific. We've got stuff about snorting and swallowing and injecting and you know, you don't want to snort on the back of a toilet seat. Lots of bacteria there. You want to use clean surfaces.
I like the bits where you go into like the specific drugs, because I think that's really useful, particularly if it's your first time using, or like, you know, you're having a bit of a bad time. It's good to go to it and be like, oh, that is something that can happen.
You know, pinpoint where, like, what's actually happening.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so different for every drug. In terms of like what the risk is and how you can make sure it's a good time and doesn't turn into a bad time. And yeah,
it feels as though there's a really nice balance between like quite a holistic approach. Like I saw in the reflection one, something about sort of reflecting on how it impacts your relationships and like your emotional well-being, and sort of a more holistic approach, but then the specifics of like particular drugs and like pinpointing what might be happening and what might be going wrong, or things to be wary of.
Definitely. We want to definitely capture that a person's drug use isn't their whole life. It's not their whole being. It's one aspect of a person's life, and we just want to make sure that if someone is choosing to use drugs, that it fits in a way that that isn't detrimental or kind of pulling away from other aspects of their health.
It's fabulously non-judgmental as well. Like, it's just the straight old facts, the second booklet. And then what's our third one?
So the third one is it's called Making Changes. It's for people who have decided that they want to quit or cut down. And so it helps you kind of set some goals about what you want to do. It takes you through a plan, and then it's got all sorts of kind of techniques and stuff around how to manage the cravings you might get, how to manage withdrawal you might get, which kind of depends on the drug, and then helping to plan out your week, keep yourself busy, and celebrate the wins along the way. And again, designed to be super non-judgmental and practical, where you can just jump in and fill it as much as you'd like. You can skip stuff if it doesn't apply to you, and just use it to kind of help make those changes. And it's something you can do from home, or really anywhere.
And so again, it's just all that information laid out in a really beautiful way, that's just nice to look at. But, you know, what you might expect in a withdrawal and when it's not safe to withdraw on your own. And I think that's really helpful for anyone who's starting to have a think.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not just for drugs either. It's kind of was designed with drugs in mind. But, you know, we also know that there's a lot of things that can be addictive. There's sugar, there's pornography, social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, if you're doom scrolling or something like that, it's still, it still can become an addictive behavior and still can be worth using something like this just to set some goals and yeah, just...
Hard out. We could all do with a little bit more journaling in our lives anyway, eh?
Yeah.
Let's write down our feelings, guys.
Yeah.
We shall. These are really beautiful resources, and I think will just help keep people safe.
Mm. If people want to get their hands on these, where do they go?
So they can order them for free from thelevel.org.nz.
Mm-hmm.
That's our website that has all sorts of harm reduction information, all sorts of info about how to get support and things like that.
Mm.
And yeah, it's completely free. We pay for shipping as well. We're funded to create these and send them out. So yeah, very fortunate that it is a zero cost to someone ordering. And there's also PDF versions. So if you don't want to carry around a physical version, then there's, you can download the PDF version, type in it on your computer or your phone, and yeah, just kind of do your thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, everyone head along to The Level and check out how you can get your hands on these, because I think they're a useful resource for everybody.
Mm.
Like, flipping through them, I think they'd be useful for, I don't know, me and you, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And we want to kind of normalize that it's not just that, you know, there's a small set of people that are really addicted to something and they're the only ones that need help.
Mm.
Anybody across the entire spectrum of using drugs, and lots of people use drugs and don't have many problems.
Yeah.
And they, you know, can still benefit from getting help, from avoiding accidental overdose, all those scary things.
Well, just taking the time to sort of like reflect on it all and like, yeah, monitor where you're at in your journey.
Yeah, and just have an open conversation.
Heart out.
Oh, love it.
Tautoko. Thank you so much, Phil, for joining us for What's the Buzz week. Everyone head along to The Level's website to learn more about these wonderful new resources.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.